You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
There have been a lot of breaks in the history of You Better You Bet, including the break of breaks back in the day. And during these breaks, and sometimes on the air, Ken and I are like aggressively betting things. I think that may be like the most combined bets you and I have ever placed during a single commercial break just now. We're just firing in bets on NFL Week 13, and like none of them straight wagers. All teasers right, and just, money line.
It's just really funny. Yeah, it's just anytime you have breaking news, you try to figure out what off-market stuff you can get. Without getting like your account banned too is the other consideration. Like, where do I want to make this bet? And that's what we had during the break. If you want to, I don't know if you want to read the news that we had.
Yes, the news that we have, which we'll add into some of the teaser conversations, is Rams head coach Sean McVay. Things get worse for the Rams. Aaron Donald suffered a sprained ankle against the Chiefs, Sean McVay said, this per Gary Klein of the Los Angeles Times. And as a result, the Seahawks were -5.5 on the road at the Rams on Sunday. That has now jumped to 7. So the Seahawks, imagine someone told you this was the point spread before the year started. For Seattle at the Rams. Seahawks -7 on the road at the Rams. Total is 41. Yeah, like it's Bryce Perkins or John Wolford starting and no Aaron Donald. Yes, I will take Seattle down to -1, please.
Yeah, I mean, it was just and so during the break, it was like, does anybody still have Seattle's money line up at an old price? Does anybody have 6.5 where the two team teaser might be better depending on the price you get for them to just win the game then on a 2-team 6? So that's the stuff we were doing during the break. And yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine because there's a lot of other stuff going on here, too. Right. It's not just because people might be like, well, whatever. He has a sprained ankle. We don't know if he's out. We don't know if he's playing, whatever. This is also a team that is it was circling the drain 4 weeks ago. And this is a team that is, I would say, more likely to rest a player like this in this kind of a situation than maybe any other team in the league right now. Because of just the situation they find themselves in with so many injuries and with no chance of making the playoffs. So if you want another reason why the line jumped, it's not just that Aaron Donald sprained his ankle. It's like this the best defensive player on this team sprained his ankle, and this team seems like they are dying for the offseason to come as fast as humanly possible. Maybe McVay's dying for the end of his coaching career to come as soon as humanly possible. Well, we won the Super Bowl. See you guys later. And same with Aaron Donald maybe at this point. It's impossible to read that and think anything else other than this is a team that's more likely to rest a guy like this.
Stafford out, presumably. We'll see how long. Cup done. Donald out.
Why would Stafford Allen play? Like that would be my question. Also, just like, for long term health. Yeah.
Yeah, like for and like I don't even want. It's what I was gonna say.
This has the meaning of a preseason game. This has the meaning of a preseason game.
Also, like. Stafford's, I don't want to get this wrong, but Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, had to undergo like a major like brain operation.
Yeah.
I forget like exactly what it was.
I'm
not trying to like, and like the fact that I'm not exactly sure what it is not meant to make light of it. More just to be like, He's had a couple concussions now. He's probably, I don't know if he's going to the Hall of Fame, but who cares? Like, he got his Super Bowl championship.
Right. What else is there left? A remarkable career.
Made just oodles of money. Like, walk away, man. And that's not my decision to make. Just like, why would you come back?
Or how about this? Maybe it's not walk away. Maybe it's not walk away. Maybe it's just, maybe don't play week 13 of this season at home against Seattle when nothing is at stake and all of your players are injured. Maybe don't do that.
Let's talk about a couple great games this week. Niners, 3.5-point home favorites against the
Eagles. Would you still tease the Seahawks just to like really tie a bow on this?
Down to minus one?
Yeah. Moneyline parlay with Cleveland? Well, why two teams six? You don't get as much out of it.
Sure. I'm in to include Seattle. It's like the assumption here is that it's like Perkins or Wolford. Yes, I like Seattle a lot in the game.
How much do you like teasing Seattle versus teasing the Giants, the Ravens, or the Browns?
The least.
I agree. So, like, I know, like, the what we were doing in the break, what I was doing in the break at least, was like, who didn't move yet? As opposed to now everyone knows and it's this, now what? Yeah, I mean, like, find ways to play Seattle, but I the other games we talked about in the last segment, I like more. It's worth noting that Circa just went to 8.5 on the game. Just worth noting.
Sure. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. And honestly, I don't think that number's done moving.
What is your top three list of most impactful defensive players to the point spread? Was it Parsons and then him? Is it him and then Parsons?
Watt.
Oh, but okay. Watt's definitely in that conversation too. No question. It's the three of them, right?
Those three. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. This number has to be double digits. Like, Cup, no Stafford. Not that Allen Robinson's good.
You keep telling me now it has to be double digits, and I'm going to fire in three more teasers. Right? That's
what... I think it has to be 10.
Oh, man. It has to be. What a show. This has been some kind of show, let me tell you. How does Seattle 2, Giants 8.5 lose? Let's play how does it lose with some of these legs. God.
1 to 5 scale, 5 being best. Rank the New York Giants as a teaser leg this week. 5 being best.
Best in all teaser legs in the history of the league or just this week?
However you want to answer. I don't really know.
Well, this week they're a 5. Like all teaser legs ever, they're like a 4 probably.
All right. So under the parameters that we're dealing with right now, Baltimore down to -2 against Denver at home. 5, right?
They're all quite good. They're really all quite good.
Cleveland to -1 on the road at Houston. 5.
Yeah. I like Baltimore as a teaser leg more than Cleveland as a teaser leg. I like betting Cleveland -7 more than betting Baltimore -8.5. As a teaser leg, I like Baltimore more.
I think the good news is there's like a lot of good stuff here.
This is what's the Michael Bolton thing? It's like, I guess you could say I just sort of like them all.
I just sort of like them all. Yep. I do want to make sure we hit at least 2 more games here. And like, if we don't get to Chargers Raiders, we can do it tomorrow. But we should do Niners, Dolphins, and Chiefs Bengals today.
How much time until the break when I get to bet more Seattle teasers? Oh, still 5 minutes. Five, 6 minutes.
A couple more minutes. Maybe I know for sure that we have the same bet in one of these games. And I have bets on both of these games that we're about to talk about. Okay. The Mike McDaniel Bowl, the San Francisco 49ers, 3.5-point home favorites against the Dolphins, although it is worth noting that this is a juice 3.5 right now towards Miami. So maybe this is going to come off 3.5 and down to 3. Total is 46.5. My number in the game is San Francisco -3. I bet Miami 3.5 last night. I love the Dolphins.
We made the same number. I don't know if I like love the Dolphins. It just had to be a bet. And it opened. Apparently there were fours, and My kids had a brutal bedtime last night. I didn't get the fours. Oh, it looks like there actually is still 1-4 in the market that's juiced toward Miami. There are 3.5s that are 110 each way. If you like San Francisco, BetMGM is probably your home to make the bet on San Francisco. 3.5 minus 05 is a pretty good market price on San Francisco. We don't like them, but that doesn't mean you have to agree with us. So BetMGM is kind of on that side of it. And then on the Miami side, you can find 3.5 110s in a lot of places and a 4. My number is also San Francisco minus 3. Another really interesting angle for this game is going to be what type of game we get because of the incredible familiarity between the two coaches. And is it like an under? For that reason, these are two offenses you wouldn't like really dream of playing an under on normally.
I got a strong take here on this one. When you're done,
oh, a strong take on the total of the game. The shot collar hasn't gone off yet.
Not necessarily on the total, but how I think the coach matchup will play out here. Where yes, Mike McDaniel is Kyle Shanahan's understudy. Also, Kyle Shanahan's super conservative, and Mike McDaniel's going to go for the jugular. I think it's another reason to like Miami.
And it's Shanahan more than 3. And Shanahan more than any number is usually a good idea to bet against in most situations.
I know they covered the last 2 weeks as a big favorite. Arizona dead team walking with Colt McCoy. And anyone who watched the game yesterday knows that the Saints should have covered and maybe won yesterday.
Yeah, totally agree. I think it's really just a number thing for me. It's not like I think about the game and I love Miami. I know you do, and that's fine. To me, it's like a number that needs to be 3, and it's not 3. So I'm going to bet it, and if it goes to 3, I think that's the right number in the game. Mike brings up a funny thing in our chat. I bet those two exact Super Bowl outcomes, we did that on the show like 5 weeks ago. This is one of those matchups. I have San Francisco over Miami at 250-1 as the exact Super Bowl outcome. I think something like that. And then I have 200, and I have Dallas over Miami 250. Those have aged quite well. Be curious what those are in the market right now.
Fantastic. So we're both on the Dolphins here against San Francisco. Maybe if we need to carry this game over into the next segment, we can. Actually think we should. Because I kind of want to ask you, what are we doing, if anything, with Cincinnati in the futures market right now? Feels like Sleeping Giant has awoken a little bit with Ja'Marr Chase coming back. So the number in the market right now, Kansas City at Cincinnati, rematch of the AFC Championship game won, of course, by the Bengals. Yet another game that we lost betting against Cincinnati in the playoffs last year. Kansas City, 2.5 on the road at Cincy. Total is 52.5. From the Department of Things Nick Bet that no longer exists. I took 3 with Cincinnati last night. My number in the game is Kansas City favored by less than 3. So 2.5 I'm cool with. No bet on the game there. 3 for me is a bet on the bank. So I disagree with Whale, who said that he thinks the number should be 3. I don't. I think it should be below 3. So I bet Bengals plus 3. If that ever comes back, that's what I would advocate. That's my play on this game, Ken, is Cincinnati.
Okay. When I made my number for the game, it basically was between 2.5 and 3. So I was like, all right, it's 2.5 juice toward Kansas City or 3 juice toward Cincinnati. I'd be fine with either one. It's basically what the market's been the entire time. So don't disagree with the market at all. I think it's very unlikely I will have a bet on this game. Also would not tease this game. Very high total. I don't like teasing Kansas City games in general because they just turn into such shootouts sometimes. The value of the points is less than in some of the other games that we're talking, like Washington Giants, for example, where 1 point is like Mount Everest to those two teams. That's not really like this game. So I totally agree with this market. I think 2.5 juiced KC, 3 juiced Cincy, somewhere in between there, I think is perfect. Does Chase coming back officially, when that happens later in the week, does that give you some kind of a momentary lightning strike in this market where maybe what if it's like KC won for a little bit or 1.5? Just what's going to happen later in the week? Is there bullishness on Chase kind of rejoining the Bengals? That would be maybe the only entry point to make a bet. But for now, I don't think I will have anything in this game.
Yeah, Cincinnati plus 3 for me. I can't imagine that I'm going to do anything else. Maybe something on the total. Probably not. Maybe we start the power hour with is there anything to do, Ken, with Cincinnati in the futures market? Is that worth starting the hour with?
Yeah, we can start the hour with that. We got how many games do we have for tomorrow then? 3?
Well, we have
both teams playing tonight.
Steelers Falcons, both teams playing tonight. Bucks and Saints, Chargers Raiders, and Packers Bears.
We do
one more game. Also,
we'll talk about it in the break. Maybe we'll do the Bengals, we'll do one more game.
Power hour, final hour. All our bets for the Steelers and Colts and USA Iran tomorrow coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.